Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Actually, you don't know everything that means. But what I can tell you is last night was AEW Dynasty. We have a new AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Swerve Strickland. We have a new contender for the greatest match ever in the history of the United States. We have got title changes, build towards Double or Nothing, and plenty more. And we're going to talk about that today. However, we will not be talking about it with Mike Sempervivi. He is gone today, and in his place in the next segment will be our own Filthy Tom Lawler. Who watched Dynasty? We'll get his thoughts on the show as well. And also, of course, tonight's Raw, where we will have a new Women's World Champion. We'll be crowned in a Battle Royal. Well, you can't win them all. Got NXT tomorrow, the first night. Tom is so excited about this Battle Royal. We've got NXT tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. They got 2 weeks of whatever this thing is called, Spring Break-In, which hopefully will involve a match actually on the beach. Very possible. We got lineups for the rest of the week as well. And then a ton of news. And I want to make sure that we talk about the WWE releases, which actually happened last week. We've got a new confirmed location for Battleground, which is a place they have never run before. And it is not the only time they're going to be running in this place. Goldberg made some comments about AEW. We've got to talk about Eric Young. We have to talk about Eric Young. It's probably actually going to be first. And plenty more. So back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Dom Lawler joining us here today, replacing Mike Sempervivi this afternoon. And also his normal afternoon show. This is it today. Did a lot yesterday, got a lot more coming today. But I know everybody wants to talk about Dynasty and Danielson and Ospreay and Swerve, but we must talk about Eric Young. Want to wish Eric Young the best. At the TNA show this weekend, Rebellion, he was wrestling Frankie Kazarian, and Kazarian gave him a flux capacitor onto a table, and Young's head struck the edge of the table. He started bleeding heavily, and this is the report from TNA. Eric Young suffered a severe laceration to his ear. He did see a local plastic surgeon who helped to attach the severed ear. He is no longer medically cleared to wrestle. So yes, he essentially pulled a Mick Foley. He had his ear detached and reattached. So all the best to Eric Young. That sounds freaking horrible, dude.
That does sound awful. I saw the bump. Did you see it?
I have not
seen
it yet.
This move. It's horrendous looking. They don't go through the table whatsoever. It's literally just the side of Eric Young's head, it looks like, that struck the table.
What was he coming off of?
The top rope.
Some top rope to the outside?
To inside the ring onto a table.
Oh, okay. I thought it was to the
But they kind of missed.
Okay.
Except for Eric Young's ear, apparently. I would have guessed some sort of concussion just by viewing it. I mean, you'd never think somebody's ear came off, but good thing Eric Young is on his way to recovery already. Like you said, this happened to Mick Foley. It also happened to, Kazuchi Sakuraba. It also happened to Leslie Smith.
Mm.
So Eric Young, I'm sure, much like all those other fighters, will bounce back better than ever. He's just built different.
Well, we watched the Dynasty pay-per-view. And I got a couple questions for you, Tom. I think that first we should just quickly go over the results, and then I'll ask some questions here. But if you happen to not see the pay-per-view, I would strongly recommend a replay, personally. We had Okada beating Pac for the Continental Championship, which was a fantastic opener. We had House of Black versus Mark Briscoe, Eddie Kingston, and Adam Copeland. when Malakai blew the mist into Copeland's face and pinned him, so they appear to be going for the TNT title coming up at Double or Nothing. This was very good. Willow Nightingale won the TBS title from Julia Hart. Julia is injured, but this was the finish that it was always going to be. Willow won the title about 6 minutes. She will be facing Mercedes Moné coming up at Double or Nothing. Mercedes has to be turning heel. I will not hear otherwise. And that's one of the big matches coming up in May. Roderick Strong beat Kyle O'Reilly, AEW International title. Beat him clean in the middle. Match was just great. These guys are incredible. Tremendous technical wrestling here in this match.
There was a walk-in by Wardlow.
It was kind of a walk-in.
It was weird.
Like a crawl into the ring and then a crawl out for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Well, they're clearly setting up Wardlow getting turned on.
Well, I know that, but like, what did like?
Well,
Adam Cole is mad because he snuck it in and the ref saw him. Here's the thing. Here's the problem with this story, Tom. It'd be one thing if, like, okay, that's the story. He tried to interfere, but he screwed it up. Well, that'd be fine if Roderick Strong lost. He tried to sneak in. He got caught. He went outside. And then Roddy beat the guy clean in the middle. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. We had Hook and Jericho for the FTW title. Chris Jericho is the new FTW champion. We got to talk about that one. Tony Storm, Thunder Rosa, Tony Beater retained the AEW title. Very good match. Low blow and a pile driver was the finish. And Mariah and Deonna got involved. Bryan Danielson, Will Ospreay. I mean, do we need to talk about this? I mean, one of the greatest matches of all time. Of all time. And Will Ospreay beat him and hit him with that Tiger Driver 91. Bryan sold it like he was, you know, permanently injured. Although he did, you know, they still had him leave on his own. And this Tony Khan guy is incredible. There's last night at the press conference, they're interviewing Will. And Will's doing, you know, he's also half in character. You know, man, I didn't hear the referee. I'm so sorry. And you know what? I'm going to retire that Tiger Driver 91. And Tony Khan says something to the effect of, I think Bryan Danielson's going to be okay. And, man, that was a terrific match last night. God. We're supposed to believe the guy's almost dead. But you know what? That was a great match that they had last night.
Yeah, well, that's what a promoter would do.
Ridiculous. Young Bucks and FTR. Ladder match. Yes, we had the return of Jungle Jack Perry. Showed up, cost FTR the match. Young Bucks, the first ever three-time AEW World Tag Team Champions. Match was outstanding. And then Samoa Joe's swerve for the AEW title was the main event. And aside from what I presume was a finish that was botched in such a way that I don't think anybody even noticed because they
what
just
do you mean? I mean,
they just covered it up, right, and went into something else. Swerve hit the stomp off the top, got the pin, got the title. No hangman, no interference. Nobody showed up. Just one celebrated. Everybody was so happy, and it was a great way to go off the air. So that's the gist of the show. And now, Tom, I got to ask you some questions. Everybody's heard enough from me about this show. So question number one.
Yes, Jericho and Hook was the match of the night.
You thought it was a match of the night?
No, I'm just wondering. Sorry.
Well, hey, since you brought it up, what did you think of Jericho and Hook?
I mean, I liked it. I think it's very interesting that a guy like Chris Jericho, who has been lauded throughout his career for being able to take time off, come back, reinvent himself, and get over repeatedly, is stuck in a situation where there's fans chanting, please retire at him during the match. But I think this is the right call. I think Jericho is FTW champion. Is just going to piss people off even more. And, you know, I think that's what this Return of the Lionheart character is supposed to do.
I mean, all I know is he was hated, but there was so much heat for the match as a result of it. There was so much heat when he won. And, you know, all I've heard all day is, it's go-away heat, it's go-away heat. And as I talked about yesterday, okay, well, show me. Prove to me it's go-away heat. Not you don't want to watch his matches or whatever. Show me the quarters where he shows up and there's a massive turnoff, because it hasn't happened yet. and his quarters on Wednesday grew. And I could just see people getting mad that I'm even explaining this, but like, you know, it's when it becomes actual go away heat, you can say that it's go away heat, but it isn't right now. You know, I don't want to do a direct comparison to like Roman Reigns and John Cena, but like I did hear this for years with them as well. Nobody wants to see John Cena. Nobody wants to see Roman Reigns. You know, that 2015 Royal Rumble, whatever it was, that Roman won, and like everybody was so angry. They vowed they would never watch WWE again. I've never seen so much negative feedback to a show. And in fact, they didn't. The numbers actually went up afterwards. So if Jericho starts running off fans, show me these running off fans. Otherwise, it's not go-away heat right now. Fans are furious that he lost the title, or he won the title from Hook. We'll see where they're going with it. I mean, he came out of the babyface tunnel, for crying out loud. I mean, he's not supposed to be a babyface. They're doing something here, and people are upset about it, and we'll see if it draws money or if it doesn't. But right now, saying it's go-away heat, there's zero evidence whatsoever that it's actually go-away heat.
Did you hear the crowd when Taz simply stood up?
Yeah.
To take off his headphones? So there's...
They were screaming at Taz to get in the ring. They were, people they were like, get in there!
More is coming.
Yes.
In this angle. So, yeah, I liked it.
And then, obviously, the question, and this will be a tease for the next segment, was Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay, Tom, the best match in the history of the United States?
Well, I think...
Oh, hold that thought. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom here. Danielson Ospreay, Tom, what'd you think?
Fantastic professional wrestling match. I think you could call it one of the best matches on American soil if you want. You'd call it one of the best matches of all time if you'd like. It's going to come down to personal preference. And even then, you have all these Will Ospreay matches that are so fantastic with different opponents that I think it's very hard to say one is better than the other across the board. What I saw last night was great. What I've seen between Omega and Ospreay, fantastic. Hey, remember Zack Sabre Jr. and Will Ospreay had a stupendous match just a few months ago? Oh my gosh, Ospreay and Naito, do you remember that from the G1 Climax Finals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember all of them.
How many of those
too.
Were in America? That's why I said America.
What about Samoa Joe and Necro Butcher?
That was a pretty good match, but it wasn't this.
Well, you could make an argument.
No, you really couldn't.
Why not?
I'm pretty sure Samoa Joe would laugh uproariously at that suggestion.
What about Hackenschmidt?
Thing too is,
selling out Chicago.
We'll never
whatever.
Get an answer from Shawn Michaels. He ain't going to come on this show. But do you guys watch Shawn Michaels NXT? This is not a guy that books like Ohio Valley Wrestling in 2005. I mean, this dude, he's a very forward-thinking guy. And when he's got guys that can do absolutely incredible matches, he puts them together and he lets them just do absolutely incredible matches. And for everybody saying, you know, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, you ain't going to find a bigger Shawn Michaels fan than I am, okay? You won't. And this match was better than Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker. And I bet you anything, Shawn Michaels, Triple H having a conversation, Shawn, I think, is going to tell you the same thing. But people don't want to hear that. That's okay.
Well, to you, what are the matches that are in contention?
There aren't any.
Is it this and then nothing else?
In this country, there's not any. I mean, I rewatched the other one. What was the, Benoit Angle? Or was it Benoit Shawn Michaels? I mean, there are a couple, and I have rewatched them recently. For those of you that talk about recency bias, I've watched some of them recently, and they were incredible. I'll tell you, like, those matches, I watch them again, and I remember sitting down thinking, okay, I remember this being like a 5-star match. I'm going to watch it now, and I'm going to see if it, like, holds up, if it's still a 5-star match. And the match ends, and it's like, yep, that's still a 5-star match today. I mean, this match is, I don't want to say the first, but it's one of like maybe three where, I mean, when it's over, I actually felt like Dave and, dude, 5 ain't enough. Not even close. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is so far beyond a 5-star match. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, whatever. I don't care. You guys can all have your opinion. We don't need to fight about it, even though everybody will. But I will say, not just in America, but in the world, I have never heard a "we're not worthy" chant near the end of a match. This crowd at Dynasty, if I were a promoter, it's like, can I just hire every single person in the crowd? Remember people used to say that Tony would hire fans? Do you guys remember this, by the way? I just remembered that. Guys, do you remember when people used to say, the only reason AEW is doing good attendance is because Tony's paying all the fans? Remember that? And now they've got like, as of a week ago, they had 1,400 for Dynamite. Why is he paying the fans now?
If that's the case, sign me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, come on. Like, where are all the people that got paid? Like, how come they're not getting paid anymore? Is he not a billionaire anymore? Seems to me he wasn't paying people. But anyway, this match was incredible. What'd you think about the main event, Swerve and Joe, new AEW heavyweight champion?
I thought it was a good match. I thought the second best match on the show, though, was Okada Pac.
Yeah.
If I had to pick. I thought that was a
better than
a
ladder match. Actually, you know what? I think I rated both of them exactly. I think I gave the ladder match another quarter star.
I mean, I think so. I mean, I enjoyed it more just because of that ladder match. There's so much dangerous stuff in those, you know, so much small margin of error when it comes to dealing with these outside objects. And I'm just fearing for these guys' lives at all times, you know. I thought, especially for the opener on the pay-per-view, that Pac and Okada was just as good as it could be.
Well, what about that Roderick Strong Kyle O'Reilly match?
That match was great.
That was
fantastic.
Great, wasn't it?
I mean, do you want me to keep going?
Sure.
There was some great stuff in that six man with the House of Black. The triple spear spot, I popped big for that. I mean, just up and down, I thought the whole card pretty much delivered.
Pretty much delivered. I think every match over delivered. I'm trying to think of one that didn't. Even like, you know, I figured that Tony Storm and Thunder Rosa would be fine, but that was way better than I expected. That was the best Thunder Rosa match since she came back. Minimum since she came back, maybe much longer. And, you know, the big complaint about Toni Storm was, man, the gimmick is great, but she does the gimmick during the matches, and it hurts the matches. She needs to just get in there, like, do the gimmick out of the ring and then wrestle in the ring. And that's exactly what she did, and they had an excellent match. So we got more. I got to ask you about something non-Dynasty related. Why are you so excited that we have a battle royal for the vacant women's title?
Well, I just love battle royals, Brian. I mean, that's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. As far as traditional match styles go, I think that's the one that proves the true supremacy of a competitor, where you can defeat multiple opponents. Do you remember how excited I got for that dogfight 3-on-1 MMA match? Do you remember how excited I got when I found those videos of the Tarzan of the North fighting 13 guys in Brazil in the 90s at the circus? I love stuff like that. The ECW Monster Mash Battle Royal. All these are fond memories in my what little brain I have left, Brian. So anytime a Battle Royal comes up, nonetheless, for a prestigious championship, much like the one they are fighting for tonight, how can you not be excited? I have a question for you, Brian, and that is, who do you think is walking out tonight as the champion, and why is it Liv Morgan?
Well, of course it's Liv Morgan. So here's the thing with this Battle Royal. You know, I don't know why they did a Battle Royal to determine a new women's champion after Rhea had been champion for over a year, and they do such a great job nowadays protecting their titles. And, you know, one person there who I don't think actually knows but suggested to me that, well, you know, NXT is doing a women's tournament right now. They don't want two tournaments going on at the same time.
It was Otis, wasn't it?
It seems stupid to me. I mean, come on. Just pick your four top women, have two matches, winners face off at the end of the show or next week, and you've got a new champion. But they chose a battle royal. And they had a graphic on SmackDown with the following wrestlers shown, which shows how this was thrown together, because among the wrestlers were Becky, who is on hiatus right now. I suppose she could return tonight, but she's been on hiatus. And also Xia Li, who was fired. So I don't think she's going to be in the Battle Royal. Could be wrong. But Liv, Nia, Maxine, Chelsea, Natty, Katana Chance, Indy Hartwell, Zoe Stark, Kane Carter, Candice, Shayna, Tegan, Piper Niven, and Ivy Nile were the people on the screen.
You know, isn't the draft this week?
Yes.
They should just throw all the women in there.
All the women in the entire company?
Yeah.
Dude, they should. They should show. They
Why
should
not?
Have two rings. May as well do that. You know what they should do? I got an idea. They got two rings. Okay? Everybody, WWE, Raw, SmackDown, NXT. Two rings. 60 women or whatever. And boom, 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 boom. Winner of the first ring, winner of the second ring, face off one-on-one in an actual match. And the title is on the line. Becky apparently on Twitter did say she was coming back tonight. So I guess she's coming back to lose a battle royal. Or maybe she'll win. But it should be Liv Morgan. Although, you know what you could do is have Becky win the Battle Royal and then Liv beats her in an actual match to set up Liv and Rhea at SummerSlam. You could do that as well. But those are the women listed for this Battle Royal.
I'll be watching.
Yeah, excited about that?
Yes. We just went over that.
I know, but I don't actually believe you. I don't actually believe that you're like, I can't wait to watch a battle royal for a vacant title tonight. I don't believe that, Tom. I feel like you might be lying.
I wish the UFC would do that.
Yeah.
Every time this light heavyweight title's been vacant over the past 2 years, why not just throw all the guys in there and have a battle royal for it?
Well, because they don't do battle royals in MMA, Tom.
Huh.
If they did, you'd probably still be fighting, wouldn't you?
Probably not.
Here's the rest of Raw coming up tonight. We've got The Miz and R-Truth defending the tag titles against Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Dominic and JD versus Andrade and Ricochet. Gunther makes his first return, or his first appearance. He will return tonight since WrestleMania. And then tomorrow we have NXT. Ah, which reminds me, we got to talk about the cuts. That'll be after the break. Ilya versus Trick Williams. If Trick loses, he's at NXT. Roxanne versus Lyra and Tatum, triple threat. Charlie Dempsey, Damon Kemp and Miles Bourne versus the family. Sol Ruka versus Blair Davenport in a beach brawl. They may brawl on the beach. Natty and Lola Vice sign a contract. We got more after the break. Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You mean Filthy Tom Lawler, deep-voiced man? Back here in the show. Brian and Tom here. And two things I want to plug very quickly. FRWOnline.com/Vegas, which is coming up in Vegas, Memorial Day weekend. If you happen to be going to Double or Nothing, we're going to be there, and we got a lot of stuff. A lot of fun stuff, including the all-you-can-eat steak at Texas Day Brazil, the wrestling show Ed is promoting. Tom, you're not going to be on that one, right?
I don't believe so. I think I'm out of town. But.
Sweet party, annual brunch at the Wicked Spoon, and the Brian Avini live show. Your chance to attend a live Brian and Vinny show. And what we're going to do there? Well, we're going to do all sorts of stuff. We'll tell you about us. We'll answer your questions. And we're going to have some wacky things.
I heard there's going to be a dunking booth.
You know, I cannot rule out that there might be a dunking booth. I cannot rule that out. I can't promise it, but I can't rule it out. But that is an exclusive event. It will not be available afterwards, a video or podcast. It is a show you must be there to witness. What happens in Vegas with Brian and Vinny? And tickets for all of these are available at FRWOnline.com/Vegas. And then, yes, Dave and I are going back to the Wembley area, going back for another Q&A all-in weekend. It'll be 11 a.m. Sunday, August 25th, on the historic Tattershall Castle Steamship. That is where the Q&A is going to be. Permanently moored on the Victoria Embankment, directly opposite the London Eye. 5-minute walk from Big Ben, Houses of Parliament, right in the center of London. And you can be there, but you must go to FRWOnline.com, and all of the information is up there. If you are a subscriber to the website, you've already gotten an email. You can get in on the presale, which is happening right now. And the presale is going to go today and tomorrow, and then Wednesday the tickets will be available to the public. So if you want to go, August 25th, Brian and Dave Q&A and meet and greet, I would get up there right now and grab your tickets. F4WOnline.com has all the information on both of these, so check it out. Now, WWE made a bunch of cuts, and two of them in particular I want to talk about. They got rid of your bro Jinder. He's gone. They got rid of Zion Quinn, who I was flabbergasted to know was employed still. Haven't seen him in a year. They got rid of Xia Li, and they got rid of Veer. And then the two that I must talk about, because I can't believe it. They got rid of Sangha, and they got rid of Von Wagner. Now, I understand maybe I am the biggest fan in the world of Von Wagner, but in both cases, it's irritating to me that they got cut. Because unlike Jinder, Xia Li, I mean, they were booked into oblivion is what happened. Von Wagner, like, he was tall, good physique, second generation, unique look, and when he did segments on NXT, I mean, you could totally see that this guy had something. But, like, they booked him. It was just, like, his character, you know, he just, all he did was lose. It was like the same thing over and over again. We're going to do a series of skits to get the guy over. And then, you know, they would bring him out in front of the people would go crazy for the guy, and then they'd beat him. And then we're going to do another skit and try and get this guy over. You know, he's going to be friends with the family of Mr. Stone, and they're going to do gimmicks with him and the kids and, you know, came off as a super likable guy, real personality, beat him. And I was like, are we ever going to try something with this guy, or are we just going to do skits and beat him? And that's all they did, and then they cut him. And then Sangha, brother, this guy, when he, like, they put Sangha and Veer together, and I was like, what are we doing here? Because Sangha in NXT was the most likable, sincere, he had a character unlike anybody else in the entire company. If anybody had a problem, they would go to this Sangha character, and he would give them wise, sage advice. And like this, it was such a great character, and he was so over as a babyface. The people loved him, and then one day they decide, well, we need to have a big mean team. They called him up with Veer, and he was just a heel, and he showed none of that as a heel. And then, you know, they'd put him on TV for 3 weeks, and he'd vanish. Bring him back 6 months later, 3 weeks, vanish. Bring him back 6 weeks, and it's like, are you... Ah! Makes me mad. Anyway, I think they're stupid cuts, those two, but whatever. Not my company. So that's that. You didn't watch any of this, did you? You don't know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
Exactly.
No. Of course I watched Von Wagner with... Mr. Stone, did he lose to like Noam Dar?
Yes, he lost.
Right, and then he was gone.
Yep.
Basically, they did all these segments that they got you invested in him. The people were going nuts for him as he came out and started laying waste, and then got pinned.
Beat him.
Lost.
Yep.
Sent home.
Did you see the letter that Sangha wrote?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very well put together.
I'm gonna see if I can find it here. I mean, it was this is exactly like this letter that he wrote after he got cut. It was like this was exactly his character in NXT. All right, here's his letter. He says, "There is little pain in my heart. When it comes to viewership, you want viewership from our country, India. Viewership on Facebook is needed from India. Viewership on YouTube is needed from India. Viewership on TV is needed from India. But when it comes to talent of India, they are not taking you forward. Whatever you were thinking, it is okay. Creatives have their own way of thinking. But you should understand that we were saddened by the fact that our 1.4 billion people, like you, people like us, they want their country, India, to have athletes who work at the international level. But you are not ready to give them those opportunities." And he said, "We are all always positive. We expect everyone to be super positive," and that was that. And I was like, God, I mean, you couldn't have dropped a bigger ball than Sangha. I shouldn't say that. I mean, you could have fired Roman Reigns or something, but, I mean, I just don't get it, dude. I don't get it. I mean, he was so great when he was that babyface, the loving, caring babyface at NXT. He was such a likable guy, and it's like, must get big, mean team. Him and Veer. Have them never talk and just do squashes and never do it. Ah! Whatever.
I wonder where Veer is going.
I don't know. I mean, he could show up anywhere, or maybe he just won't go anywhere. I don't know. If I were Veer, I'd be like, screw this business. I'm not going to movies. Guy could act. That was the other thing. Like, a lot of these dingbats can't act. He could. He was a good actor. All right, what else do we have here? NXT Battleground. This was originally May 26th in Savannah, Georgia, head-to-head with Double or Nothing. But they later moved it to June 9th, and they have now announced that it will be taking place at the UFC Apex. Yeah, the UFC Apex.
It was 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
And probably $1,500 to get in the door.
Up to 1,000 spectators will fit in there. It is NXT Battleground. And I am absolutely, let me make this abundantly clear. I'm absolutely, positively, 100% not reporting this. But, you know, I think they could be using that Apex like a lot more than they are. This may become a thing. And not just for NXT pay-per-views, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot more involving Vegas and the Apex coming up
down
the road.
I mean, it's another secondary built-in home that they could use to leverage for these shows. They have Full Sail in Orlando. What's stopping them from just setting up shop and doing NXT from here? I mean, obviously,
they could.
I don't think it's
impossible that that could happen. This could be the new home of developmental. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not reporting anything. But, you know, once this sale went down and they've got that Apex, I mean, I could see that happening.
Not only do they have the Apex, but right next door is a performance center with a gym that, listen, I have not been to the WWE Performance Center, but I would be hard-pressed to believe that the facilities could be better than what the UFC has here. There's a full kitchen with chefs for the athletes. If I were a wrestler under this WWE developmental deal contract, I'd probably want to live out here because your cost of living is going to be cut down massively just out of those things, your training and the access you have to food supplements through this partnership, through TKO.
Goldberg did an appearance on 93.7 The Ticket over the weekend, and he was asked about AEW. He says, I've talked to them a number of times throughout the past, but this is where you're going to get the most blunt answer you're going to get from me. The product is too cheesy. Cheesy. It doesn't deserve to have, I mean, whatever. If there was a comparable, viable option as a competitor that allowed me to still look myself in the mirror after I was a member of their roster, yeah, it would be a consideration, but not a chance.
What? Come on.
It's like, brother, did you watch any of Sting's final run? I mean, he couldn't have had a better run. And he was Sting. So anyway, I was...
Too cheesy.
I howled at this particular
interview. He doesn't want to work for a company where wrestling is too cheesy?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, he hasn't had the best... he hasn't had the best takes. Run of takes lately. Yes. All right, what else do we have here? Should we look into the mailbag? Texas, 425-780-7566. But Will Ospreay did talk about Triple H on at the press call last night. And he was responding to Triple H saying, when I see the people that come out trying to make it, and then they pick the job where they go, well, they work less, the schedule's lighter. All right, I'm glad I didn't get you. If you're not in it for the grind, at that point early in your career, you have no business being here. Now, I want to make this clear because I'm a fair man, okay? I have been told by people that Paul was not talking about Ospreay. Now, other people have insisted, no, he absolutely was talking about Ospreay. Dave, in fact, says it's 100% he was talking about Ospreay. Now, he actually didn't mention any names, so I can't say. But out of fairness, I can tell you that there are people who do not believe that Triple H was referring to Will Ospreay. So Ospreay then, at the media call, said, I don't want to address it anymore. I came from a generation when, like, the way I grew up, if you throw a jab, I throw one back. And although I wasn't mentioned by name, it was clearly about me. So all due respect, kind of done with mentioning anyone over there now. Don't want to be that anymore because I feel like I lowered myself to that standard. I don't need to do that anymore. Like, look what I just did in the ring with Brian. That's the only match. That's only match two from pay-per-views in AEW. I've got a load more to go now, with all due respect. If you take everything into consideration, of course, I'm annoyed about the jab that I took. I threw one back. I don't think it was anything bad. It was a joke from like 20 years ago. To be honest with you, that's the first time I've ever experienced true tribalism between the two. It's not nice. It's unnecessary. I'm over it. Can't be bothered with it. I just want to focus on promoting AEW. So, yeah. I see the chat is furious. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. Yes, he was. No, he wasn't. We don't know. He didn't say a name. But go ahead and get angry about it. Go ahead and ignore everything that Will Ospreay just said about tribalism and how it's not nice and it sucks. Get over it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Tom, what do you got coming up over the next week? What are you doing?
This Friday, a rare home appearance for myself as Pride Style Pro Wrestling and Prestige Wrestling join forces Friday night here in Las Vegas. I'm taking on Kid Isaac. I don't think he's going to make it through the end of the evening, but there'll be great action for the rest of the
night. Did you say Kid Isaac?
That is what I said.
Huh. Yeah, that don't sound good.
I don't think he should be in the ring with me, but I will gladly take the payday.
Pretty sure I could beat Kid Isaac.
Then why don't you show up and do it, Brian?
I'm busy this weekend.
Doing what? Show after show after show here.
Yeah, got a lot of stuff. I may even have a surprise coming up, everybody. That's all I'll say.
Well, thanks for that information.
Anything else you got?
Yeah, did you happen to catch this Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney fight?
No, what happened?
This past weekend? I didn't think you did. Well, in the lead up to the fight, Ryan Garcia was absolutely out of his gourd. Crazy. Gave some health advice. Said you can cure cancer with water, black coffee, and Yeah. Well, I should maybe take some of his health advice because he beat up Devin Haney despite, you know, being certifiably insane. Then he said, you know what? I'm actually just a functioning alcoholic. And I drank every night leading up to the fight. I'm not crazy.
Well, that was quite a story to end the show, Tom. I appreciate it. And you can hear this kind of insight every week. Usually Mondays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, but not today. Hey, thanks, Tom. We'll see you next time, brother. Same with the rest of you. Wrestling Observer Live.